Barry Guy's back with us for sport.
Kia
ora. Umpires and netball players are still getting used to the new rules in the ANZ Premiership.
That's right, but they believe that the adjustment will be made after four suspensions were dished out in round one of the ANZ Premiership. In contrast, no suspensions were given in round one of the Australian League. World Netball's revised rules put a greater emphasis on player safety. Former top New Zealand umpire John O'Bredon is a member of World Netball's Rules Advisory Panel and says umpires will get better at applying the rule.
There would be situations that we've observed that potentially wasn't the right outcome, but I guess this is all new for the umpires as well as it is for the teams. It's just an umpire education piece to make sure that we're ruling these things in the correct manner.
After a breakout rookie season, the Phoenix midfielder Macy Fraser has attracted a Women's A-League record transfer. 21-year-old Fraser has signed with the Utah Royals in America's National Women's Soccer League on a multi-year deal believed to be worth six figures. It's the first time an overseas club has paid a transfer fee for a Phoenix women's player. Paris Saint-Germain's Kylian Mbappe scored twice in the second half to help guide his side to a 4-1 comeback win at 10-man Barcelona in their Champions League quarter-final second leg to wrap up a 6-4 aggregate victory. PSG advanced to a semi-final showdown with Borussia Dortmund, who beat Atletico Madrid 5-4. And the LPGA Tour continues to grow financially with this week's first major, the Chevron Championship in Texas, now worth $13.4 million, an increase of $8 million over the last 3 years. The LPGA's total annual prize money now stands at $209 million, an increase of 78% over the last 5 years. New Zealand's Lydia Ko could secure her place in the LPGA Hall of Fame with a win at the Chevron Championship this week. Koinana Purongu, Hakini Kini.